It is a wonderful day today. Have you recognized that? And it has nothing to do with the weather around you. It has nothing to do with the interactions you've already had with people. It has everything to do with the fact that you are a believer in Jesus Christ, that Christ lives in you, and that you are in Him. Your identity is coupled with His. You are a vessel through which He lives in this world, and that makes every day an incredible day. There is wonderful opportunity for you in this very day. Even if you're ill, even if there are conflicts going on in your home or in your workplace, even if the worst thing you can imagine has happened in your life, there's incredible opportunity today because God is in your day. That's today. And our focus on this morning mindset is to get our minds wrapped around that and truths like that, to understand the difference it makes that Jesus Christ is in our lives and we have an identity that's all wrapped up in Him. And we've been doing that in the most recent episodes by looking at the book of Colossians chapter 3. And Paul has said we are to let the word of Christ dwell in us richly. Let it happen richly. There are all kinds of pieces of wisdom and insight that come from God's word. And we have to take the time. It's just something that has to be said. It takes time of pondering it, meditating on it, talking about it with others who have a sense of spiritual depth to them about what it means and how it applies to our lives. And so much wisdom richly comes out of that when we do that. And he goes on and he says, part of how we do that, part of how we let the word of Christ dwell in us richly is singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Now, the only place a lot of us do that is on a Sunday or on a Saturday church service, whenever you have a church service that you might attend, and we sing together. And we call it worship, don't we? Or praise and worship. But the reality is, Paul is saying that's not only a way to worship God, which it is indeed that, by singing and singing truths about who He is and what He's done. But it's not only worship. It's also a way of letting the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Because think about the power that music has, and I believe God has created it to have this power. When something is set to music, there is this sense in which you're able to remember it better, and in some ways, it goes deeper into who you are, into your memory, into your psyche, into your soul. And it penetrates on a different level than just an intellectual level, because there's emotion involved. There's something happening that you can't quite quantify when truth is coupled with music. And even when things that aren't truth are coupled with music. I mean, I could probably think right now of the actual lyrics to songs I listened to in high school that were not actually great songs, but because the lyrics were coupled with music, man, it's just penetrated my mind in such a way I can't shake it. I can't get rid of it. Now, I've grown in a sense that I don't ponder those things all the time. They don't come to mind all the time. But a lot of that is because of disuse. I've removed myself from those things, and also because I've replaced it with something else. I've learned to appreciate music that is saturated with scripture. And I don't know your musical style, but let me just give you an example. I recently came across a group from Manchester in England, in the UK, called Rivers and Robots. Kind of a funny name. Rivers and Robots is the name of the group. But their music, it's so saturated with scripture. Back when I was growing up, a group called Petra was so saturated with scriptural concepts and truths. And it had such an impact on my life. And so I want to encourage you, find some Spotify playlists or Pandora or whatever you use, Amazon Music, and set up some playlists with music that are saturated with scripture so that you can more easily let the word of Christ dwell richly in you as you go about your day. I am praying for you today that the word of Christ will dwell richly in you and that you will do what's needed to make it happen today.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.